And welcome to the first ever episode of the Raindrop Podcast. My name is Jared Maloney, and today, Monday, June 17th, 2019, though this is probably actually going to be uploaded very early on June 18th, I'm going to talk a little bit about the weather, primarily giving you some next day forecasts for the Northeast U.S. So I'm going to list out a few goals for this podcast here, just these are going to be general goals, and not necessarily for this specific episode, for my goals as a whole. So I want to give listeners next day forecasts for the Northeast and potentially more areas upon request or popular demand. So right there, I want to make sure that I cater to the majority of my listeners, which most of the people I know are in the Northeast, whether that's primarily New Jersey. I know a ton of people from Boston, the Boston area and Philadelphia area, and I want to make sure I cover all that, and I hope to expand in the future. I'm really looking to do that. If you have any requests for areas I should do forecasts for, I'm all ears. I'd love to please. So my second goal is I want to help my listeners become more knowledgeable about the weather. And really, there's been a lot of improvement in weather forecasts, a lot of improvement in weather apps, weather technology, and I really want to make sure that people can help take advantage of knowledge that I will hopefully be giving them about the weather and how to best use it to their advantage to make themselves better able to manage the weather. And my goal really is to make this a daily podcast so that people who, they can follow along one day that they, some days they don't want to have to listen to the podcast to get their weather. They just have to go on TV, and other days where they want a more in-depth thing, they can hopefully come to me here. And we'll try and do that. And then I also want to talk about fun and interesting things about the weather, just because that's something that I want to do. It interests me. I'm sure it interests no one else, but I'll have it there just in case it does. So I'm going to list the outline for this podcast here. We're going to reach a few things here. This is going to maybe be a general outline for podcasts in the future, though I'm open to adjusting, open and willing to change, and this is just a very rough thing here. So, let's have it for today. So I'm going to have tonight and next day forecasts focusing on the Northeast U.S., especially areas between the northern mid-Atlantic to southern New England. So that's going to primarily be Philadelphia, New York, Boston, and New Jersey proper. And I'm going to have a more general outlook for the next few days. It's going to be very brief. The first section is going to be the majority of the podcast, at least I hope there, because that's what people want to hear the most. And I really expect people to, if people are listening to this, to listen to the first two sections, and then maybe a little bit of the next ones, and just mainly drop off after that. So, because that's what people are most interested in, I want to make sure that you get to that first, and then I can talk about the rest of the stuff later. After that, I'm going to talk about other random things across the U.S. relating to the weather, just like general patterns, general places of interest. Just this is going to be an extremely brief thing, just an overlook of that. And then I'm going to have a tropical update, is mainly focusing on the Atlantic, but also a little bit worldwide, especially when it's quiet as it is now in the Atlantic. And then I'm going to have a This Day in Weather History as my final section, where I'm going to just talk about, This Day in Weather History. What happened? What are the severe threats that have happened? Anything interesting? Thunderstorms, hurricanes, heat waves, tornadoes, any and all that. And then I'm just going to have a brief wrap up at the end. All right. Sound like a plan? Good. Oh, man. Love seltzer. Love it. All right. So we're going to set the scene here for the Northeast. So here's the big player here. We have a warm front over southern New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and that's going to provide lift for storms in the area. Stretching even a little past that warm front, and there's going to be, of course, warmer temperatures are mainly going to be south of that, and north of that you're going to have slightly cooler temperatures. That's actually going to start to kick out of the way as we move, as the day goes along. We're going to keep that kicking it out of the way. So here we go. I'm going to start off with Philadelphia, and I'm going to work my way north. So that's the way I'm going to do it today. I'm probably not going to do that always, but this is just the plan for now. So for Philadelphia, the rain chance is going to start just past midnight and isolated pop-up thunderstorms from just south of the city. And the storms are actually going to extend all the way through north and west New Jersey even. And thunderstorms are going to be most intense around the Philly area into southern Jersey, with the intensity decreasing as you move further north and west. The thunderstorms will become more frequent as the night progresses and turns to day, with scattered thunderstorms and some severe throughout the day, with the peak coverage happening early afternoon. There is going to be a secondary peak later in the night, probably around like 9 to midnight. There's going to be a secondary peak, whether you have your first peak, which is really going to happen like 1 to 4. And you're going to have like a brief period where there's not going to be as many, but there's still going to be a significant threat in the area into tomorrow night. Now, here's my little spiel about thunderstorms here. A neat thing to know about those thunderstorms and thunderstorm forecasts is that there's going to be less rain time than you think when looking at like an hour-to-hour forecast on the Weather Channel, especially like a day or a couple days in advance. Most of the storms are going to last over under an hour, and they're going to pop up. Like, they're going to pop up, they're going to go along for a few hours and die. And for under an area, they're going to be there for generally under an hour. And there's almost always going to be long enough breaks between storms where you can get out and you can accomplish stuff. You can drive around. You can maybe, if you're like on some days, squeeze some stuff outside. Now, June 18th isn't going to be the best day to do that in the Philadelphia area just to try and get stuff outside. But you still can do like brief small tasks if you want to like plant something, go drive around, run some errands, go get lunch. You can plan around if you take out your radar. If you have a radar app, or even just look it up on a radar website, and you just plug in the radar for your area, and you don't even have to just run the loop and project the storm's motion and like what time it's going to be where. You could just like look at it there and, just look at it, see the thunderstorms where they are in the area, and you just keep tabs on it. And if there's any openings, like if you want to plant, try and plan stuff around those openings just so that you can have an easier trip. And a safer trip, and generally a faster trip too. And it'll probably make you a bit happier not having to drive in driving rain. Now, that's gonna be a tip that you can have for almost anywhere when it comes to dealing with thunderstorms, because most of the thunderstorms are gonna be those like single cell pop-up varieties that you can just track. And then even for longer range thunderstorms, you could track them for a longer time. And yeah, just even though that one, you're gonna pretty much have to just project the motion out. Just try and use that. Just keep tabs on your radar throughout the day, and you can get a bit more accomplished than you would have thought on a day that's just projected to be all rain if it's when it comes to the thunderstorms. Now, back to the forecast. Temperature-wise, the overnight lows in the Philadelphia area are going to be in the low 70s, maybe dipping into the 60s just there north of Philadelphia at around 6 a.m., and they're going to climb to highs in the low 80s near and south of Philly mid-afternoon. The warm front will be moving as the day goes on, so areas northwest of Philadelphia are going to cool off earlier at around 4 or 5 o'clock than the city proper in areas south and east, which are still going to have temperatures near the 80s into the early evening. And there's going to be slightly cooler lows across the region for the next day, dipping into the upper to mid 60s. And now we're going to move on to really the Jersey New York forecast. As we move further north into central and northern New Jersey and even southern New York, we're going to see some thunderstorms. That's really mainly going to be central northern Jersey, where you see some thunderstorms overnight starting past midnight in mainly the western areas of Jersey, and rain starting around 2 a.m. in the city and later as you move along into Long Island and just further west into other areas of Connecticut and even Rhode Island. These storms are going to be much less intense for the thunderstorms than the ones near Philadelphia, with minimal chances of severe storms and even rain lacking any thunderstorms at all for the northernmost parts of Jersey into southern New York State, New York City proper, Long Island, Connecticut, yada, yada, yada. All right. So the thunderstorm chance as you go through the night into the day is going to decrease actually for the Jersey area. And you're going to turn into, for the most of the day, you're going to have a rain with minimal breaks of thunder within. And yeah, once we hit noon, there's really should be very minimal to almost no thunderstorms throughout the area. But to make up for that, there's going to be a more continuous lighter rain, especially as you go to North Jersey, Southern New York State. And then as you move further north and west, especially west of that, you're gonna have like a more continuous rain, and it's gonna be a bit more broken up than the stuff you're gonna see over Northern Jersey, New York. But you're also gonna have less periods of heavier rain that are gonna be intertwined even in the thunderless rain. And now we're going to go to the temperature here. The low should clock in the mid-60s for northern and central Jersey. It's going to be slightly higher than that in the city proper, and even into the lower 60s as you head across Long Island. Similar mid to low 60s for southern New York State and Connecticut, too. It's very similar to the New Jersey highs and lows. The highs, of course, going to be across to the mid to low 70s across the region, falling off into the high 60s as you get further east along Long Island. Very slightly cooler lows should be for each respective area into the next night. All right, now into Boston. Areas around Boston should start seeing rain later, and a little bit later than that. It should be around 11, 10, 11 o'clock, and there's going to be absolutely zero thunderstorm chance really in that area, Boston, Northern Connecticut, Rhode Island, Southern Maine. And it really should stop raining a lot earlier. And it's going to be a more broken up rain than what you're seeing further to the south and west. And that rain should end in the early evening around 6, 7 o'clock. But more showers are going to roll in through the night. And that's really going to be in the AM hours when everyone's sleeping. Just, be sure to close a window. Don't open it up this morning. All right. Overnight lows will be in the low to mid 60s across the region, with highs just about scraping 70 in the area. The next night should have slightly cooler lows, sensing a theme there, into the low 60s. So, general next few days, we're going to be in a wet pattern across the Northeast, and most areas are going to see rain at some point over the next few days. That's really the main point here. Southern Jersey and Philadelphia areas are going to see more thunderstorms and more severe thunderstorms, and areas further north and east near Boston, New York City are going to see lighter rain and minimal thunderstorm chance. And it's going to be slightly cooler than it's been across the region to start off the week, but as we go in later, we're gonna get towards some of those higher temperatures. Now, for the general weather across the US, you could tune out now if you're just here for the Northeast stuff. We're just gonna go a little bit more to the general weather. There's gonna be a swath of severe weather in northwestern Texas through Oklahoma and Kansas that should be surprising to nobody as it's Tornado Alley there. But this is actually gonna be more of a hail and wind threat than a tornado one. And we're actually seeing an end to a period of above average temperatures that we've been seeing in the Pacific Northwest, and we're going to have some, of course, below average temperatures to replace those as what a shock. That's just an end to an interesting pattern we've been having there. As we go to the tropics, there's absolutely nothing active in the Atlantic right now, and there's no potential. The National Hurricane Center is not currently monitoring any disturbances. They're actually including the Eastern Pacific and Central Pacific. There's actually no tropical storms or hurricanes anywhere in the world right now. There's been a general drought in the tropics with no storms anywhere in the world from May 21st to June 10th, and no hurricanes anywhere in the world for really about a month and a half. There's a month and a half period that ended relatively recently where there was just a complete hurricane drought. It was one of the longest we've seen in a while. And the Atlantic has seen one storm this year that was Tropical Storm Andrea, which was a very brief, very weak preseason storm, which we're actually seeing, relatively typically. You'll see a preseason storm once every couple of years. And the Eastern Pacific, though, which is more interesting, has seen none. And that season started on May 15th, while the Atlantic starts on June 1st. And you generally have seen one or two storms in the Eastern Pacific by this time. You've seen none so far. And even the Western Pacific, it's only seen two. The classic northern basins, the North Indian has also seen two, have really been very quiet recently. The Western Pacific is a year-long season. You should see storms in almost every single month of the year on average. It does have a peak at around the same time as the Atlantic. But, it's early in the season, but there really hasn't been much activity anywhere in the typical basins. We're gonna monitor that as we go along through the year. It's just an interesting thing to see. So, in this day in weather history, June 17th, 2010, there was a tornado outbreak across the Midwest, with Montana, the Dakotas, and Minnesota most affected. Most of the tornadoes in a single day were in Minnesota. 48. It was the record in Minnesota. It was the most tornadoes ever in a single day in Minnesotan history. Three of those were EF4 tornadoes, and out of the total outbreak, which was 93 across the coast, couple of days there, June 16th, 17th, and even a little bit to June 18th, 48 of those were in Minnesota on June 17th. How about that? That's a pretty. It's pretty. Those are all pretty big states. I'm pretty sure Minnesota is the largest state of the bunch, but yeah, 48 in one day. It's a pretty impressive number. And for really a state that's not typically called in Tornado Alley. And three of those are EF4 tornadoes, which I believe tied a record for most in one day in Minnesota. Those are pretty destructive storms. The total damage came out to $117 million, which, I mean, when you compare it to some of the damage figures you see from hurricanes, yeah, it's not too much in the grand scheme of things, but it's still a pretty penny. And how about that? We're still in severe weather season, even though hurricane season, of course, has started. Like the Atlantic has nothing right now. It's not atypical to see that. And you generally don't have like a strong hurricane making landfall for really. So this day in weather history in terms of tropical activity, it's pretty low. You're not getting your massive heat waves. You'll get a few, but like really you're still seeing the severe weather is really just the main impact this time of year. And all right, so I guess that concludes all the sections I had. I ran through it a little quickly towards the end. Really, I just want to say feedback is appreciated. Any platform, you know me, whether that's Facebook, which I actually haven't activated in a while. I just typically say that because everyone says that. Whether that's email, which I hope to link to this too. Like, if you don't see it there, just try and remind me, DM me, text me if you have my number, tweet at me. I'm gonna accept everything, and I really just any questions, any feedback, whether it's positive, like positive feedback, constructive feedback, just like full on negative criticism, I'm all for it. I want to hear it. And if you have any specific forecasts you want me to do, just to go in depth for you personally, I'm going to be taking them now. I hopefully I'm not anticipating I'm gonna be overloaded with them. If I am overloaded with them, I'll try to make it all work. I don't think I necessarily will, but maybe, that's famous last words. Anyway, yeah, so please come out to me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is Jerry Maloney signing off from the raindrop.